what is your name before we get started?
Charles Lee.
Charles Lee.
Okay. Now you got to speak up, Mr. Lee, so that we can hear you. And before we get started, sir, we do need to make some phone calls. I want to ask my distinguished colleague, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, to come forward and make these calls, since we have three calls that have observed that we need to make. Well, just hold on, Mr. Lee.
Well, you never get a listen.
Speak to Ms. Veronica Prentice.
Who's calling?
This is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency.
Okay. This is Veronica.
We understand you wanted to be telephonically on the hearing with Mr. Charles Lee.
Yes.
Okay. We're about to start that hearing. We have a couple more calls to start. Would you just hold on while we make the other calls, please?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
After the tone, simply hang up when done, or for delivery options, press the pound sign.
Good morning. This is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We're calling Ms. Sandra Williams. We understand she wanted to participate telephonically in the hearing with Mr. Charles Lee. We're about to start that hearing. If she gets this call within the next 15 to 20 minutes, she can give us a call at 542-5656. I'm sorry, 602. 542-5656. Are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. We have one more call to make. Jackson, please.
Speaking.
Ms. Jackson, this is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We're giving you a call. We understand that you want to be telephonically on the phone for the hearing for Mr. Charles Lee.
Yes.
Okay. We're getting ready to start that hearing. If you just stay on the phone, Ms. Who has this?
I do.
Dr. Wright will be conducting the hearing. Okay?
Okay. Do you know about how long this takes?
I don't know. Depending on, I can't really tell you how long the hearing's going to actually take.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Ms. Pringles, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Jackson, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Dr. C.T. Wright will be the next voice you hear. He's going to be conducting the hearing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Mr. Lee, would you state your name and ABC number once again for the record this time, sir? Can I get you to speak up? I don't know about my other board members, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up, sir?
Yes. My name is Charles D. Jr. My DOC number is 030724.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your parole hearing. Inasmuch as you have been certified by the Department of Corrections in the state of Arizona for a 412A, 411, a home arrest. That is, you've been certified for general parole, or consideration rather, for general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And that's the reason that we are meeting with you and talking with you this morning, sir. Based upon information that I think that you know, that you do have two supporters on the line. I believe that those are your sisters who are on the line, on the telephone at this particular time, sir. As you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing. All five board members are present today, and they are, to your left, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Then there's the Honorable Ms. Neal Rittenhouse. Then I am C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as the panel lead, your chair for your hearing. The Honorable Mr. David Neal and the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. I believe that you have the opportunity over the years to meet each of them in past hearings, but we did want you to remember who's conducting your hearing at this particular time, sir. At this time, I think that as you, according to information that we have, and we stand to be corrected, therefore anything that I might say that may not be correct, I stand to be corrected, and I would ask that you would correct me, sir. As indicated, you are, that this is a general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest hearing that you are participating in, and according to information that I see provided to the board by the Department of Corrections, you discover one offense at this time, and that is for murder. And the sentence beginning date on this one was April 17, 1974. And you were became parole eligible on May, I think I said April before, both of these are May. This sentence began on May 17, 1974, and you became parole eligible on May 17, 1999. Is that your recollection, sir?
Yeah.
I do take note that you have presented to the board your parole package, and among other things in there, we do have the institution progress report. And I do take note that you've had a number of courses or recently, or counseling recently, or since returning, and we'll talk about when you were out, but since returning in 2012, you completed your lifestyle renovations, you completed your anger management, the SMART, the recovery, and back to basic reading, and you are coping with anxiety, as well as regular attending AA classes, and you have established a pattern of continuing to program, as well as keeping full-time employment as the staff or shoe shiner. Therefore, you've taken these classes, as well as you are continuing to be employed. So how are you keeping up by being able to do all these things, sir?
I'm keeping up.
Yes, sir. You
all the classes only an hour. And they eat every day, and then every few days, and the job is open 24/7.
Well, I'm just saying.
If anybody needs me,
yes, sir.
They just, anytime anybody needs me, I'm always there.
Okay. I'm just saying that to commend you. We're proud to see that you are able to be employed as Well, as to continue to be programming, taking all of these classes, it is a positive on your part, Cheryl. We also take note that your release plan show that you, if you are released by this board and general parole after discharge or home arrest, that you will be, that you've been accepted, rather, to class Santa Clara. And I believe that is down in Tucson. Am I correct, sir? And that you would have benefits from the VA, as well as you would be looking for some employment, possibly at the DAV or at Goodwill, that they have some programs done, that you would continue by taking some classes of AA and NA and support groups. So we do take note that you are veterans. When did you serve in the military, sir? Okay, and what branch of the service did you serve, sir?
Army.
Yeah, Army. How was your discharge? Did you have honorable discharge, or what type of discharge did you have, sir?
I had a 212 discharge.
Okay. Okay, sir. And we do... You do need to speak up just a little bit, Mr. Lee. I'm having a problem, maybe my problem, but I'm still having a problem in hearing you, sir. So let's speak up just a little bit and, so that we can hear you, sir.
Yes, I said after 6 months,
it
automatically
turned honorable. Okay. So at the end of the day, you did have an honorable discharge, sir. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're glad. I'm glad to hear that, and I commend you for that. As I've indicated, sir, all board members who are present today have had an opportunity to see you at one point or another. But just for information, we'll just go over a few things and that we've gone over before. I think you understand it quite well because you've been before this board in a number of times, not necessarily with the same members, but I think you've been before this board probably about 23 times. Therefore, you should have a pretty good understanding of the protocol for these hearings. I would just take note that based on information that I see, that you, I'll go back to 2002, back in April 2002, you was granted a 412A, that is general parole, and then you asked for a modification back in 03, that is August of 03. But I'm just skipping around, but by 2012, that is April of 2012, you were revoked. Why were you revoked, sir? Maybe you were. So what were you doing? What happened? What were you using, sir?
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Why would you hit your freedom? Why would you jeopardize that by using cocaine, sir?
I wonder. I experienced depression.
Why were you depressed, sir? What had happened? Now, convincingly, and other board members, but me in particular, since I'm asking the question, if this board were to release you again, how can you assure us that you won't become depressed again and start using cocaine or some other illegal substance, sir? Drugs. I mean, I know I'm not, you know, pointing out the fact that they do have them, but they're for drugs are found in most halfway houses. There's some inmates will show up with some, and they're going to offer you some, especially in as much as they know that you've had a history of using drugs. So how are you going to tell them, no, I'm not going to have any drugs anymore? How are you going to do that, sir? You gonna tell him no, huh? Okay, so you're just gonna tell him no, and you're not gonna use anymore, you're not gonna use drugs anymore?
I'm not gonna use drugs anymore. I mean, it's been almost 7 years, and I should have any time to use drugs. I can't say no.
Okay, so you've been saying no for 7 years, and you're going to continue to say no when it comes to drugs. So let me just very briefly, and this is going to be very brief, and then you can tell the board whatever you need to tell the board. But according to information provided to the board, and my statement on this is taken basically from the pre-sentence report as well as for information provided to the board by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. And I will point out the fact that the Maricopa Attorney's Office has again opposed your being released at this time. I do take note that on May 17, 1974, you committed this murder, the victim, and that day you attempted to rob a gas station. As my reading is that you were armed with a gun, a handgun, and you waited until the last customer left that gas station, and then you confronted the 65-year-old gas attendant who was there, and you waited until everybody had left, and then you went in, and the two of you scuffled, and you ended up shooting him. I believe you had a defendant as well, but you ended up shooting him, and as a result of that, he died in about an hour, and you were arrested a few minutes after this took place. Is that correct, sir?
No.
No. Okay. So what happened then, sir?
It wasn't no robbery. I seen something right before the police officer when he wanted to clean up something on the robbery. I did something stupid back then. I regret that I didn't go to the gentleman's license. I really didn't get it. If I was in the first state of mind, I probably wouldn't get it. I was high. Was going to be in the restroom? No, it wasn't in the restroom. All the fooling was, he was trying to run the restroom, I was trying to run the way. I ended up getting pulled up, and I ended up getting the
I believe you said at the beginning of your statement that this was not a robbery or attempted robbery. So what happens if this was not? I should have used the word attempted, but if this was not an attempted robbery, what was it, sir, that resulted in the two of you ending up and this victim ending up losing his life, sir?
Sorry,
sir.
I guess you can say it was an attempted robbery. Yes. You can say there was somebody else with it. And I was just going to see if he didn't feel real with me. And they didn't know what to say to me.
Let me just ask. Go ahead.
Here.
Yeah. We can't quite hear you. Would you put the CO3 back on the phone and start for me?
Is it, can I buy some CO3?
Awesome!
No, sir. I think that we have some problems down in Tucson. This is not the first time.
He's yelling. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Where we can hear him.
Sir, as you remember last time that we had a hearing down there, we had a problem in terms of the audio, and we're having the same problem this time, and we just cannot hear, in this case, Mr. Lee that well. Can I do it by phone the way that we did it the last time, sir? You gave us a phone number, and we called in, and it worked out perfect for us. Can we do that again, sir? Okay, what you gave me the last time, sir, was extension 3, 6385. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, that's it. Yes, sir, that's it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, can I call you back on that number and give me a speak rather than so that all board members can hear what's being said, sir?
All right, and one thing, when I call you in,
you're
going to take about 2 or 3 minutes.
2 or 3 minutes, okay. Well, we're going to take a 2 or 3 minute recess and then we're going to call you right back, sir, after the end.
All right, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was
that. Okay, board, we're on the recess for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
We will offer that and return.
Okay.
So, we want to call back.